Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
They said they lost his heartbeat about five times in the ambulance going there, and they couldn't get him back. I talked to one of the nurses at CentraCare in Monty, and I told her that it was from the vaccine. They asked if he had done anything, and he was very healthy before he took the shot. I told her that he had just gotten his second shot, and you know, she had like this expression of just anger and guilt, and she had told me it doesn't look good. And then we'd arrived to the U to hear that his heart had completely stopped.
Hey friends, that was Kelvin McIntosh. His father, 41-year-old Derek McIntosh, was killed by Joe Biden's mandates and by Pfizer's mRNA gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine. This is his story. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best U.S.-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real live human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here with a very, very important story, one that I want to share with the world because I think all of us who have followed the story, the official narrative of the quote-unquote vaccine, the COVID vaccines, are getting a little enraged at this point because we know the truth about the damage being done to real people and families. Now, friends, as you know, according to the VAERS COVID vaccine adverse events reporting database, more than 1 million reports of adverse reactions to this mRNA gene therapy have occurred just through December 24th. And in my video showcasing another death that happened in early January, the death of Derek McIntosh, age 41, we know the number of deaths now exceeds 21,002 deaths. Of course it does, because we know just a fraction of the injuries and deaths ever get reported to VAERS. I'm very glad to welcome to the broadcast Derek McIntosh's son, Kelvin, and his sister, Kirsten. Guys, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
First of all, let me say, Kelvin, my condolences. I'm so sorry for the loss of your father. This should not have happened. I want you to know that. This should not have happened. And Kirsten, I want to thank you for standing in the gap with Kelvin and starting that GoFundMe. I think it is so important that we support people who have been damaged. Families are being devastated by this thing. And what you guys may or may not know is that when you lose somebody to this quote-unquote vaccine, you can't sue the culprits. You can't sue Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Did you guys know that?
We did.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, which quote-unquote vaccine did Derek take?
He got his first shot of the Pfizer on December 7th, and he did the second shot for the Pfizer vaccine on December 28th, 21 days later.
And describe what happened after that second shot.
Derek and I had a long phone conversation on the 29th. He wasn't feeling good on the 28th, the evening he got in the shot. And he had told me, he said, I feel like I understand what an epileptic goes through in a seizure. I was shaking so bad. He told me that his feet hurt and his like bones felt like pinpricks. And that's how it started. He felt just really run down. Within just a couple of days, he started vomiting and throwing up. I mean, he was still kind of walking around and he started blowing blood from his nose. And he wasn't feeling any better days after. And, you know, the rest of the story, he came downstairs the night of the 4th, early in the morning, to say to his son that he had an ambulance on the way from the blood clots. He was having a heart attack.
Yeah. And I want to get into the details of what happened in the early morning hours there on January 4th. And I want to hear that story, Calvin, from you, because I think it's an emotional story that needs to be shared with the world. In your father's memory, he deserves people to know what happened to him and how I believe this vaccine directly took his life. Okay. Now, I think the death certificate, at least originally, highlighted the vaccination as at least a secondary cause of death. So we'll talk about that. But first, Calvin, tell me a little bit about your dad, because I'm going to show a picture of you and your dad here. This picture, I assume, was taken in Duluth. Is that correct? I've been at that very same pier with my sons in Duluth. That picture alone proves we've got a lot in common, Calvin. Tell me about your dad.
So yeah, that picture was taken about 3 years ago in Duluth by the pier. My father, he was a great man. The morning he came down to my room, I talked to him about an hour prior. I got home from work at about midnight on that Monday, the 3rd. And I talked to him and he's like, this is the sickest I've ever been. You know, don't take the shot. And, you know, I just talked to him for a little bit. And he was really sick. He was just on the couch. I had gone down, went to bed. About an hour and a half later, it was about 1:30, he comes down, he tells me, I had to call the ambulance, I can't breathe. You know, he's slurring his words, he's shaky. And I had just woken up, I'm talking to him, and he falls on the floor in my room. And, you know, I'm trying to help him up, and he just has no energy. He can't get up, and I'm freaking out. The ambulance, they had just arrived, you know, they knock on the door. Within about 15 minutes, there's about 20 people in the house. You know, the firefighters came. It was nuts. And we had a bunch of people in the house. They hooked him up and they had brought him out to the ambulance at about 2 a.m. And they said they were having a hard time getting his pulse. And they brought him to our local hospital here, Centricare in Monty, at about 2:30. And they said that they had lost his heartbeat about two times there. They lost his heartbeat two times at Monty. And then they brought him to the U. They said they lost his heartbeat about five times in the ambulance going there and there, and they couldn't get him back. I talked to one of the nurses at Centricare in Monty, and I told her that it was from the vaccine. They asked if he had done anything, and he was very healthy before he took the shot. I told her that he had just gotten his second shot, and, you know, she had like this expression of just anger and guilt. And she had told me it doesn't look good. And then we'd arrived to the U to hear that his heart had completely stopped.
They pronounced him at 5:57 that morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And who wrote the obituary? Let me ask you that.
Calvin and I collaborated on that together.
Well, if I may, let me read a bit of it, because I think it's very powerful. During the last weeks of his life, the world turned dark with heavy-handed vaccine mandates, the obituary reads. The governments were determined to strip away his rights, to consult his wisdom, and enjoy his freedom. He had been vehemently opposed to taking the vaccine. So thank you, Joe Biden, for bringing on a premature death of a life not fully lived. Your dad didn't want to take this vaccine at all, did he?
No.
So how is Joe Biden to blame? I know the answer, but share with the audience the story here.
So when Joe Biden came out and wanted to impose this mandate, a lot of the government agencies and companies have been trying to get ahead of that. Kurt Manufacturing, we don't have any ill will towards them. They have provided great things. My dad works there and has my entire life. So, I mean, it put me through school and it's provided me this beautiful life in Calvin, this beautiful life. And it's an employee owned company, but they had the trickle down effect of the government contracts, other contracts that they held at the manufacturing company saying that they would drop their business with Kurt if they didn't become a 100% vaccinated facility. So they were mandated to be vaccinated by the 10th in order to keep their job. So that's how that all went into play there.
So coercion by the federal government over a private employer because of federal government contracts, the threat of losing some contracts resulted in the death of your father because he felt he would be fired if he didn't take the experimental, and I want to be clear about that, it's an experimental biological gene therapy, an mRNA gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine, and your father didn't want to take it, but he felt he had to, or he'd lose his job, lose his house, and Calvin and Derek would be out and homeless, essentially, is right. What he was afraid of.
Well, he had made the comment to me, too, after he had gotten the first shot. We were on the phone and, you know, he said, even after that first shot, my heart was racing so fast. You know, I thought it was going to beat right out of my chest. And he said, I'm pretty sure the second one could kill me.
Let me do a screen share here and share this with the audience, because again, it enrages me that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson have immunity against lawsuits if people get injured or die. Pardon me?
Like you said, it's experimental.
Yeah, it was given experimental use authorization. So anybody who takes the jab is part of the experiment. And this is the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, who has enriched himself on the back of these deaths and these injuries. Hundreds of thousands of injuries and tens of thousands of deaths just in the United States alone. And here's Albert Bourla basically admitting that this gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine isn't even helpful as it pertains to preventing COVID or preventing infections. Listen to this.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think very good. And less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way.
All right, so two doses of the current quote-unquote vaccine offer very limited protection, in his words, but don't worry, they're working on a 1.1 version, a new dose. Do you guys have any faith in this company, in that man, or whatever new vaccine they're coming out with?
No.
Let me ask you about the death certificate. On the death certificate originally, was cause of death vaccine. But now my understanding is they won't release the death certificate and the coroner wants to do a toxicology test on your brother. The only thing they're going to find in his system is maybe ibuprofen. He wasn't on anything. It's the vaccine that killed him. So what's your thought on the death certificate here?
It's been devastating for our family. You know that without a death certificate, there's not much that we can do for Calvin when it comes to Derek's assets. And bills and things like of such. We weren't notified that they were going to do this toxicology report. The first cause of death originally was cardiac arrest due to blood clots from the heart and lungs. And the secondary was the adverse reaction from the COVID-19 vaccine. My parents had spoken with, you know, and were so happy with that result on the death certificate knowing that it would be out there. And when my mom called to try and see where these death certificates were, we had waited our, 8 days. That's when we found out that we would have to wait another 6 to 8 weeks because they decided to run the toxicology report. And we were just kind of confused because it's not something that we asked for. We know my brother's character, Calvin's dad, was not into illegal drugs. You know, he wasn't drinking that night. Nobody poisoned him. And like I said, Derek didn't like taking any type of pain med. anything that really wasn't natural. He was really big on supplements for his health. But like I said, if they're going to find anything, maybe some Tylenol or ibuprofen, because that's what he would have maybe taken to alleviate the pain. But he's not even really big on that. You know, if he got a headache, he would just go and lay down. If it got to a migraine, he'd take some Aleve.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong here too, based on the article I read about this event and the passing of your father, Calvin, the doctors at the hospital at the U of M said that basically his cardiac arrest was brought on by blood clots. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we know quantifiably based on the work of Dr. Michael Yeadon and so many others that blood clots are an effect of the mRNA gene therapy. Mm-hmm. So it would stand to reason, and I'm no coroner, that it is the experimental vaccine that caused the blood clots that killed your father.
Correct. That's how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take feeling out of it and let's stick with the facts. Your dad was healthy. He was forced to take two shots of Pfizer. He got sick after the first shot, felt terrible, was compelled to get the second shot to save his job. And how many days later did he pass?
Six.
6 days.
If we look at the days, considering that, you know, it was the fourth, but I mean, I counted as five because 1:30 in the morning was still just his fifth day for him. And he didn't get to go to bed that night and wake up in the morning.
Do either of you know where he went to get these shots? Because I want the people who gave him these shots to know that they are culpable in the death of a good man, an innocent man that didn't deserve to die. I want the people who administer these shots to know that they are actively killing people. Where did he go to get these two jabs?
I believe he had sent me a picture saying, you know, just got my appointment for the jab. And I believe it was the CVS pharmacy in Target.
In Target. Okay. Now that's Target. See, this makes my blood boil. This makes my blood boil because understand that originally when they were talking about these experimental mRNA gene therapies rolling out before they were released to the public, there were interviews being done locally. You live in Minnesota. There were interviews being done with a doctor at the Mayo Clinic who is describing the fact that they didn't have the technology to safely store and administer these vaccines. Now, if the Mayo Clinic doesn't have the technology to safely store and administer these vaccines, how does Target or Walmart or your local gas station?
They don't.
Let me ask you.
A nurse that, you know, injected him. Nobody ran over his health history to make sure that he was even healthy enough to get this vaccine. You know,
Right. Well, they don't
got stuck.
Go ahead, Calvin.
I was just going to mention, and he was a healthy man when he took the shot. He would work out frequently. He's always taken vitamins and supplements. He wasn't a smoker. He wasn't overweight. He took care of his health, ate good food. He'd walk my dog for miles after work every night. He was an active man who was always outside. He cared about his health.
You love your dad a lot, don't you?
I do.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. You love your dad a lot, don't you?
I do.
I'm really sorry this happened to you. And I want to talk about the GoFundMe in a second, guys. This isn't a cash grab. It's not about enriching Calvin, or there's very specific reasons that the GoFundMe was set up. And I want to talk about that in a second. But first, do either of you have access to, or do you happen to know the lot number of the vaccine from Pfizer that he was given? That would be on his vaccine card.
I had framed it. We put it in the funeral. I'm going to go grab it right now.
Please do, because if you guys don't know this, it's very important. According to the work of Dr. Michael Yeaton, a former vice president at Pfizer and their chief medical scientists, a fraction of the lots, approximately 5 to 10% of the vaccine lots, are the most toxic. And they're causing about 80 to 90% of the injuries and deaths. So I'd be very interested to know what lot number Derek got. And let's just see if it doesn't happen to be one of those lots.
Perfect. Yeah. Like Pal was saying, after we had been censored about the vaccine, we made sure that we put up his vaccination record at his service yesterday. So we had it in a frame. We are looking at lot number. You know where we would find it?
Oh, it says on here Pfizer. So the first dose, it says Pfizer FJ8762. The second dose is Pfizer FL3197, and they were both done at CVS.
All right, CVS. Let's do this. Let's do a screen share, and we're at howbad.info. How bad is my batch? We'll go to Pfizer batch codes. I'm not seeing either of those lot numbers associated with the most lethal or toxic Pfizer batches. However, that really doesn't mean much, because new information coming out from white hat hackers called Team Enigma indicates that there are toxic lot numbers that exist that have never been revealed or reported on the VAERS database. So let me play this clip, Dr. Jane Ruby on Stu Peters.
Just because you don't see a lot number, and this is directly from Team Enigma, just because you don't see a lot number among their list as they go forward, as well as what they've brought forward so far, that doesn't mean that the non-named lots are safe. In fact, it's just a total Russian roulette.
When Sasha was on the show just last week, she specifically said, no lots are safe, but there are some that are strategically more dangerous, more deadly than others.
Yes, and they're watching those. In fact, with the first lot, I just want to get this lot number out. E like Edward, M like Mary, 0477 was associated with 230 deaths alone, that particular one. And the interesting thing is that lot number does not appear on the CDC, or I'm sorry, the VAERS reporting system. So these people, or this person in the CDC that's leaking, this whistleblower, is giving them lot numbers that aren't even showing up in the VAERS system. There's going to be so much more that comes out on this.
Well, before we talk about the GoFundMe, and I want to show people this, I think it's important. Kirsten, tell me a little bit about Calvin. What makes this kid special? You told me something when you called me earlier today that I thought was powerful.
Yeah, Calvin is just so amazing. He's so mature, and being with him has just given me so much strength. There's nothing that he wouldn't do for his family. He's got such a huge heart. And he did. He loved his dad so much. Calvin got himself a job about 2 years ago. And last year, he got my brother the brand new Apple Watch. And then this year for Christmas, Calvin got his dad a refrigerator. You know, like,
that's awesome.
He's so selfless. He's just a spitting image of my brother. He's just got good moral grounds and this awesome relationship with God. And he's just so smart and inquisitive. And he's part of this next generation that's going to do these great big things. And I've always known that about Calvin, is that he's meant for big things.
Well, I suspect that's the case too. And Calvin, the reason I wanted to support the GoFundMe is because a young man like you, who's doing the right things, and you know, it was just you and your dad passes because of this forced vaccination. I want you to have the support you need to pursue your dreams, go to college, keep the house you're in, the house your father bought, And to the degree that's possible, we want to help. And so let's just do a screen share here, guys. And let me just say, guys, when I posted the story about the loss of Derek McIntosh at age 41 to my BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey channels last night and to SGT Report and thephaser.com, there were 21 donors on this GoFundMe page with a goal of $45,000. Now there's 256 donations, and I just want to thank the loyal folks, the good people who listen to SGT Report, who have left all of these kind comments down below saying that SGT Report sent you. I want to thank those of you who did this. And so far, that's like 230 of you, 235 people out of 17,000 views on BitChute alone. 235 good-hearted people wanted to pitch in $5, $10, $25, $50, $100 to help Kelvin. Kelvin, what are your plans in the near future? Do you plan to go to college? And I'm just glad that we can support you and your dreams and keep that roof over your head, the house that your dad built.
I'm very, very thankful for everything that you and your viewers have done. I woke up this morning and it was at 6,000 or 7,000. And I was just in awe, and seeing it get to 11, I just don't even have words. After high school, I'm a junior right now. My plans are to go to college for psychology. I'm not sure where yet, but that's something I'd be interested to pursue, is either psychology or get my business degree.
Good. Good. Good for you. All right. Well, do you guys have anything else to add? Because look, the reason you're getting this kind of support is, well, you'd be getting a lot more support had YouTube not terminated my channel of 10 years with 640,000 subscribers more than a year ago without cause, without warning. And they did that to many of us in the truth space. What do you guys feel about that, by the way? Do you guys follow alternative news media?
Yeah, Kelvin's really big into it. My dad, we want to know all the facts that we can, since this virus has made its presence since 2020. We're very interested and we just want to know the facts. And we're sick of being censored.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not hate speech. There's a reason they're censoring it, and not very many people look past the reason. They just, you know, they follow what the media is telling. And, me as well, with a lot of people are sick of it. And a lot of people in my younger generation notice that these things are being censored for no reason. There's no hate behind it. There's no reason to hide it. And a lot of people are waking up and seeing that there's a problem.
And this is just completely unconstitutional. You know, America's supposed to be the land of the free and the brave, and we're not free anymore if they're going to mandate these things and censor us. You know, we have our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, and we just feel like all that's being attacked.
I feel like with how large these platforms have gotten, there needs to be some restrictions when it comes to what they can and can't censor. You know, obviously these businesses are allowed to do what they please because it's their platform, but with how large these platforms are getting, there needs to be a change with the Constitution. They need to include these rights that we have.
It feels like we're just like kind of getting to be a nation divided rather than the United States.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. And it seems to me that at least 30% of the population on both sides of the aisles are brainwashed, especially those that would claim that they support the Constitution and understand what it means in the Bill of Rights, but think that these vaccine mandates are a good thing because they're so scared of the boogeyman virus. See, that's the problem for those of us with thinking skills, critical thinking skills. This is not the country that it once was. And if we let these tyrants continue to push these unconstitutional, quote unquote, mandates on the people, if we don't have bodily autonomy, then we're slaves. It's just that simple. So for everybody listening, and I have a very informed audience, if you end up in the same shoes that Derek found himself in with a mandate to keep his job, take the vax or lose your job, you really, 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 really are going to have to make the hard choice of potentially losing your job, because you may lose your life. And at the end of the day, that's one of the saddest things. This is one of the saddest stories that I've heard. But I want you guys to know, Kelvin, you're not alone. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have lost loved ones now around the world as the result of this experimental jab.
We feel that pain for them, you know?
Yeah.
We definitely, and we're not alone, but we just want everybody that's lost somebody to speak up and just everybody to be informed about, you know, what's really going into your body. You know, this is experimental. This is, where are the control groups? Where are the FDA guidelines and how are we getting around them? It just seems like genocide.
I think you just used the correct word. And as we round out the discussion, I just want to share my outrage by the recent Supreme Court ruling, which shot down the OSHA requirement or the Biden mandate for employers with 100 people or more enforced by OSHA, the executive order mandating vaccines to those folks. That was shot down. That's a good thing. But part of that same ruling, the Supreme Court, in a very schizophrenic ruling, allowed the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to stay. How do you even explain that?
I don't know. Mayo Clinic just let go of 700 people that refused to get vaccinated. And it blows my mind because, you know, just last year we didn't have enough healthcare workers. And how can we afford to lose all these healthcare workers when we're claiming that we don't even have beds in our ICU?
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to destroy the healthcare system in totality, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that no one can get care. See, what they want to do, they want to segregate us so that only quote unquote vaccinated people can get healthcare. But the way things are going, those folks won't even get a hospital bed because there's no healthcare workers. I think they're really trying to destroy the system from within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. Well, I want to go ahead.
It's enraging. You know, yeah. As much as Americans, that Supreme Court ruling against the mandate, it just, at the time that it came, felt like a punch in the gut to us. You know, why didn't this happen 14 days prior? We could have had the Supreme Court date and he wouldn't have gotten that second shot.
Well, I want to thank you both so very much. Kirsten, the sister of Derek McIntosh, and Kelvin, a great son. I can't believe your dad was only 41. He's a young man.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both for your time today and thank you for your testimony. I mean, essentially, this is testimony to me that should be included in a future court case. Tom Renz, my friend, an attorney, and Tom Callender, both of them might be interested in talking to you guys in the future. But at any rate, friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And the GoFundMe for Calvin is right below if you want to pitch in to help Calvin secure his dreams moving forward with the loss of his dad. That would be fantastic. And for those who have already done so, I want to thank you so very much. You're kind, wonderful people. And I say that a lot. I have a very, very supportive audience. They prove it to me time and time again. So I want to thank you all for tuning in and we'll say goodbye to our guests. Kirsten, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Calvin, God bless you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. And friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where we have that server beyond the reach of Big Brother. And for real news, 24/7, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
On the VAERS system, which only documents maybe 10%, we've had more deaths in the past year from this particular inoculation, which is not a vaccine, than in all of human history on the entire vaccine program. Now, I'd say the smoking gun is the 40% increase in death that has been documented by the One America Insurance Company CEO. And he said, if you had 10% over the expected number of deaths, that would be a 1 in 200 year occurrence.